I'm a Rabbi Yosef. Kol yamav shorbchia timei l'vein fitnasit here. This is talking about a person, a woman, that checked herself with a non-checked cloth. So for all she knew, the cloth might have been dirty, right? She checked herself with this non-checked cloth, then found blood on it, right? She put it in a box and found blood on it. So Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Chiya used to say she's a nida, and then when he got older, he said to her, Ibayiluhu, hey chikamer, what does that mean? Koyam of timei mishum nida, all his life he said she's a nida, ulehizit nasit tir mishum nida v'timei mishum kesem. He dropped it to a suffix, meaning the difference would be whether you burn the truma or you just can't eat it and can't burn it, because he's not sure she's a nida, because there's a chance that the blood had been there previously. It had not been checked. So we don't know where it came from.
That's a kasha of myself. If the whole point of doing the bedikah is to see if she's clean, then why wouldn't she look at it?
We want to know whether the truma she touches gets burned. That's not a kasha of myself. That's a practical nafkamina. A woman that's a suffix tamei has to burn the truma she touches now. And a woman, I'm sorry, a badai tamei has to burn it. Suffix tamei does not burn it. So what did Rabbi Chiya say at the end of his life?
What's the point of her doing it if she...
She did it. This is a kasha of myself. Thank you. You just asked the kasha of myself. Thank you. So what did he do? Raising nasa tiyem mishum nida v'timim mishum kesem. Adum akol yom of timim mishum kesem. He always considered it a subject. Raising nasa tiyem is like klum. When he got older, he said, nah, it probably came from before. Now why? Why would we assume it came from before? Why isn't it at least a 50-50? The answer is he had no argasha. That not having argasha, let me explain. If not of the thing of argasha, why in the world would I say it came from anywhere else? Women bleed. That's where you always look. It's not irregular for a woman to have blood. But the answer is, it's irregular to have blood without argasha. So here we are, worried about, what should we say? Should we take the chance and say, it's the woman's blood, even though she had no argasha, but it came from her, which is more common to have blood from the woman, not without argasha, but this was without argasha. Or do we say maybe it was there before? Both are not very common. Both are not, you know, going to blow you away with their being common. But it happened. She has blood on that piece of cloth, and she doesn't know where it came from. So at the beginning, according to one side, she said it's a nida. When he got older, he said it's a suffix. Or at the beginning, he said it's a suffix. And at the end, he said, you know what? It just doesn't make sense. It came from the woman. I'll go the other way. That's what we want to know. So the Gemara Tashma, the Tanya Batka Bein Chein Abad Akla, she checked with a cloth that wasn't checked previously. V'nichu B'kufsa, and she put it in a box with a Mokamot Olavdam. Rabbi Yoyim Tamei Mishim Nida, Rabbi Chiyomer Tamei Mishim Kesem. Rabbi said she's a Nida, and Rabbi Chiyah said she's a Suffolk Nida. Amar loy Reb Chiya, here comes the, now this is where we got to yesterday. Amar loy Reb Chiya, I don't understand. You who claim it's a nida, you yourself agree that it's not a nida. Because you're self-contradicting. Why? Because we learned yesterday that a woman who has a spot that's less than a gris, there's no zikasim. Because we assume it came from a louse. So Chazal, when they made the isser of kesem on a cloth, not on her body. Her body is treated differently. But a kesem on the cloth said that if it's less than a gris, less than a size of a round a penny, we say she's tahor. Now, this lady finds less than a gris on her cloth. Again, she didn't check it beforehand to see that it's clean. She did a bedikah, put it away, and the next day finds blood less than a gris. What should Rebbe say? Now, by nida, we don't need the size of a gris, because a nida, even a drop of blood makes her a nida. A kesem needs the size of a gris. So now, what would Rebbe say with less than the size of a gris? If he held she was a nida, it shouldn't make a difference. But Rebbe agrees that if it's less than the size of a gris, we say she's tar, because we say it came from a louse. So, Rebbe, make up your mind. You're telling me she's Tamei Mishum Nida. That means you're telling me we assume it came from her body. If we assume it came from her body, then why do I need it to be the size of a gris? That's what Rebbe told Rebbe. You're contradicting yourself. You agree that if it's less than a penny, we say she's fine because we say it came from a louse beforehand. So she's not even a tzavik nida. We attribute it to the louse. So then how can you tell me that if it's more than a gris, she's vadai tameh? Maybe it came from before. So what are you going to say? We don't consider that? So why, when it's less than a penny, do you consider that? What is the difference, according to you, that you're saying, we don't know whether it came before or whether it came from the woman? And Rabbi said, assume it came from the woman. Tamei mishum nida. We burn truma on it. So if we know it came from the woman, who cares what the size is? And you do care what the size is. So aren't you agreeing to me that we are taking into account a possibility that it was there before? So then why is he a vadai nida? It should be a sapik nida. That's what Rav Chiya asked Rabbi. Amar Rav Chiya, iatam vayda. Don't you agree? Shetzrichus agres vayd? Don't you agree that the spot she finds the next day has to be more than a penny? According to you, it shouldn't make a difference. Mishlaim and me, who says it's a sapik. So if it's less than a gris, there's a huge chance it came before from a louse. So therefore, I say, that tips the scale, and therefore she's tar. But according to you, you're saying we're going with the woman, not a suffix. If it's not a suffix, who cares the size? Amaloy Avo, he said, I agree to you. If it's less than a penny, it's not tame. Amaloyim kei nafatas isa kesem. Aren't you making it a kesem? So you, Rebbe, are self-contradicting. Again, you're looking at this piece of cloth and you say, it didn't come from before. It came from the woman. You're saying she's Tamei Vadai. I'm saying I don't know where it came from. Did it come from before? Did it come from the woman? So according to me, since it's a suffix, if it's less than a penny, there's an added reason to think it came before, because it's a louse. But according to you, you're not even considering the before. You're saying it definitely came from the woman. You're burning truma if she touches it. So if you're not considering the before, who cares the size? That's the question.
Well, you saying the louse can only have come before?
It's not coming from her. There's no louse in Oitzimuk, and we established that. And yet, remember, she took it right afterwards and put it in a box. Nothing happened after the bedikah. That's why I said she put it in the box. There's no lights in the box. Right? So the only thing is, did it come before or did it come from her? Rebbe said it came from her. Rebbe Chiya said, we don't know. So since we don't know,
this is a louse in the box.
There's no louse in the box. Lights hang around people, not boxes. They're not interested in boxes. Even when people have an outbreak of lice, they don't worry that it's in a box. They worry it's on them, on their hair, on their body. They don't worry about it's on a box. They hang around people, not boxes. That's why I said she put it in a box. Nothing happened afterwards. So now, according to Bechia, it makes sense. It's a 50-50. We don't know whether it came from her or was there before. But if it's less than a penny, then it tips the scale of the size that it was there before. Because it's the size of a louse, which leads us to believe that it was there before. Masha'in came, it's more than a louse, it's a 50-50. We don't know. But Rebbe said it's not a suffix. We assume it's from her. So if we assume it's from her, why should the size make a difference? It's not a suffix, according to Rebbe. We're willing to burn truma. So the Gemara, Rebbe Saber, Be'inon, Kegris, Ve'aid. I'll read the Gemara, then I'll explain it. Rebbe answers as follows. Listen, when it's more than a penny, I say it's probably from her, overwhelming from her, not from before, because she's the one that bleeds. It's less than a penny, then I agree to you that that becomes the probable cause of it. I'm saying that if it's more than a penny, I don't view it as a suffix. Because if you want to know, did it come from before, not from Alal's, because it's more than a penny, or did it come from her? I think it's pretty obvious that it came from her. But if it's less than a penny, I happen to agree with you, it makes the statistic tilted the other way, because Alal's becomes a very, very common cause of it. So, Drebbe, it's not a contradiction. If you want me to know what I hold, if it's a subject that it was there before or it came from her, there's no reason to assume it came from before. Why did it come from before? From where? We have no cause. So we say it came from her. That's what Rebbe holds. But if it's less than a penny, then I have a real reason to assume it was there before. Therefore, there, I agree with you.
I have a real reason.
Because there's louse. Louse becomes a main reason once it's less than a gris. Once it's less than a penny, there's a huge assumption that that's the cause of the blood. Let me step back. I think we're having problem explaining this following aside. Every time a woman finds a spot on a cloth that's less than a penny, we say it came from a louse. Every time.
Where was the louse?
Where? Anywhere around her body.
She checked her private area.
Once she checks, once there's a bedika, now, did she check the cloth before she inserted it? So then inside there's no louse. We said that before. No louse.
And you say no? Lice don't hang out on cloth. Hang out on people.
No, but cloth are around people. They're always around people. The inside of a box is not where the louse parks itself. They park themselves on clothing. They park themselves on pieces of clothing that can be used around a woman. They do. So that's the aside to remember. Less than a penny automatically is attributed to a louse. Unless a louse is not a reality, like when a woman does bedika. So now, this woman didn't check the cloth. So the question becomes, was the blood there before, or did the blood come from her? Reb Chiya says, I see a suffix. Rebbe says, I see a vadai, that it came from her. Reb Chiya says to Rebbe, if you're so sure, so why, if it's less than a penny, are you willing to say that she's okay? She's not even a suffix. According to you, it's vadai from her. So why are you considering less than a penny different than more than a penny? Me, who says it's a suffix, less than a penny becomes tilted in the direction that it came from before. But you, who say it's a vadai, it's a vadai.
Rebbe says they only divide it because of the size.
That's Rebbe's answer. Dr. Rebbe, it's a vadai once it's above a penny. But if a louse is in the picture, then it's not way more, it's adaraba. If anything, it's the other way.
Do you hold by a greater than a penny?
It's a suffix. Might have been there before, might have come from her. We won't burn truma.
But the lice is not a factor that when it's greater.
So it's not a louse. There's other sources of blood.
And then when it's below a penny?
We assume it's a louse.
And that is
Tahar? Tahar. Rebbe's question to Rebbe was, are you considered a suffix? Laos tilts the scale. You would consider it a vadai. What does Laos do? So Rebbe's answer is, Laos changes the whole equation.
He takes it to a suffix, whereas...
No, he takes it all the way to Tahar. Rebbe also. Once it's a louse in the picture, that becomes the overwhelming assumption.
That's a bit cool, isn't it?
You see, it's a cooler to you who don't live a loud life. That's what I'm saying. You're in 2026. You don't see any life.
I'm asking because,
by the way, every married man relied on this cooler. If you ever took a rub, a spot on a underwear, and it was less than a dress, and he told you it's tar, the reason it's tar is because it might have been a louse. I have no life today. Terry says, the Chachamim said, when they made the Xera, that it doesn't affect less than a penny.
We'll use a bigger cloth.
That's different, because the bigger cloth goes in there. There's no light there. Not a big cooler. It's a sock. Cooler means when you're being mako in a halacha. This is not a cooler in halacha. This is the halacha. It's like saying you're allowed to eat on Shabbos, not a kula. There's no halacha that you can't eat on Shabbos. Yes.
If people are being bothered by the fact that there's arbitrary signs, not arbitrary, lice do not have blood. The blood, which is the red blood, which is louse, is human blood, which is sucked. Louse can only drink so much.
Fine. Meaning the blood that comes from the louse is the blood that the louse ingested. Not
human,
the blood,
blood
that the louse
not come from the uterus. It comes from the bite.
Got
it.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Dr. Rashi, let me read the Gemara again. But Rebbe Saver, meaning the greatest value is Lafuki Medamachaylus. We need the size of a penny to exclude a louse. The Kiva that Lafuki Medamachaylus, Vadim and Gufas. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shetzrichu Kegris Void, Namad Bain. Kishir Shark Summon, like other spots, Shein Matam Elbu Gris Void. That has to be a little bit more than a penny. I mean, a penny. I'll stick the penny. Gris, a bean, and more. And the bean about Raya Kesem. Like it says in the Perik, one who sees a Kesem. The Anki Gris, Yechayla Litlis Veloi Matam Elchayla Su. Up to that point, she can assume it's from a louse. Avul, hey, Bahamas, Rabbi says, I agree. You're treating it like a kesem, the shura kegris void, that the shir is a penny. And they are less than that, you say it's nothing. Aren't you considering it a suffix? Because if you're sure it came from her body, to the comrade, like you just said, says later on, even the size of a mustard seed, even less than that, is Tameh. The answer is, the Kivan the Ain Abadikla. The bottom line is she didn't check this piece of clothing. Then louse becomes a factor. Whereas, if it's more than that, the louse is excluded, I lean in the direction, overwhelmingly, that it came from her. Now, this was the conversation between Rabbi and Rav Chiya. When did this take place? When Rav Chiya said it's a suffix? When he was older or when he was younger? Because that was our Shiloh. Did he say Nida when he was younger and Kesem when he was older? Or did he say Kesem when he was younger and Tar when he's older? When did this conversation with Rabbi take place that Rav Chiya says it's a Kesem? My love is it Nusakoi. Isn't it when he's older? Dr. Rashi be the Palagale the Rebbe Rabbe. He's arguing on Rebbe. A young man would not argue on Rebbe. The fact that he's arguing on Rebbe means he already was an established person. He was older. But Abed Yalduzai must be that he was young. We know he changed his mind. And we know at the end of the day, he held it was a Kesem. That means at the beginning of his life, he must have held it was a Nida. Shmamina. We've proven our Shaila. Dr. Gemara Weiter, Mishtabach Rei Rebbe Le Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaitzi. Rebbe praised to Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaitzi, meaning when he was talking to Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaitzi, he praised the following person, Reb Chama Bar Bisa, the Adam Gadlu. He told Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaitzi, you should know, Reb Chama Bar Bisa is a great person. Amalai, so Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaitzi told Rebbe, you know what? The Shiyab Eliyadcha, when he visits you, I'd like to meet him. Can you send him to me? You know, he comes to visit you, and you say he's an Adam Gadol. I would like to meet him. Can you send him to me? I just want to establish the hierarchy here. Rebbe was Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaitzi's Rebbe. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaitzi was a Talmud by Rebbe. But he was from the older Talmudim. He was one of the ones that his own stature. So Rebbe told him about Reb Chama Bar Bisa, that he's a great man. He said, can you do me a favor? When he comes to you, visit me. Okay. He also, when he came to Rebbe, he came to Rebbe Shmuel Bar Yaitzi. Amalai, so Rebbe Shmuel said to him, boy minan milsa, ask me a shayla. You know, you can tell from a shayla whether the guy knows how to learn or not. Because a shayla has to be, there's two sides to the story, right? So there's a man that understands things, that he can ask the right shayla. So Reb Chama Bar Bisa asked Rabbi Shmuel, but he asked him this shayla. A woman checked herself with a piece of clothing that she had not checked before. When you cast it bekumsa, and she put it in the box, ulumachar matzal l'dam, and the next day she found blood on it. Mahu, what is that halacha? Amalai, so be small tells the Chabad Babisa. Kedivre Abba Emalach or Kedivre Rabbi Emalach? Whose answer do you want? My father's or Rabbi's? This is an argument between my father and Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi. So who do you want me to answer like? What do you want to hear? You're asking me a shaila. There are two opinions. Which opinion do you want me to tell you? Amalai, Kedivre Rabbi. Tell me Rabbi's opinion. Dear Rabbi Emily, tell me Rabbi's opinion. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Zashayim Malav Adam Gadlu. This is an Adam Gadlu that he wants to hear Rabbi's opinion instead of my father's. Hechmanicha Divrei Harav, Zashayim Divrei HaTalmud. Rabbi Yossi was before Rabbi, so in Rabbi Shmuel's eyes, he was like a Rabbi to Rabbi. I don't know if Rabbi ever learned by Rabbi Yossi. I don't know, but Rabbi Shmuel says he was the Rebbe, and Rebbe is the Talmud. So he wants to hear Rebbe's opinion and not my father's opinion. He's an Adam Gadol. So he said, he's not an Adam Gadol. Not an Adam Gadol. If somebody comes, because if I told you, somebody asked the Shaila, and you have two opinions on the matter, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Rabbi Hirschfeld. I mean, not knocking either of the two. He said, I'd like to know Rabbi Hirschfeld's opinion. I mean, the cleric of Chaim Kanievsky is bigger than Rabbi Hirschfeld. Wouldn't you want to know his opinion on the matter? He's the bigger paisik of the two. The fact that you're asking for Rabbi Hirschfeld, isn't that saying, like, you're not understanding the difference between the levels of a Rebbe and a Talmud? It's a spot, man, and everybody knew Rabbi Yossi. It's not like he was a secret.
No,
he was a Tana.
No, not
he was Rebbe's Rebbe. He called him Divrei Harav.
I get it, but maybe he knew his Pesach already.
Again, Rabbi Chama Bar Bitza told Rabbi Shmuel tells him there are two opinions. My father's and Rebbe's. And Adam Gadol would say, let me hear what your father said. And he said, let me hear what Rebbe said. That he called him Divrei Harav. I said, to me, it was a chiddush. Because really, I don't know if he was his Rebbe. But he says, Rabbi Yossi is the Rav, and Rebbe is the Talmud. So how are you asking the opinion of the Talmud in front of asking his Rebbe? So to Gemara, where Rav Chama Bar Bitza Savi, what was Rav Chama Bar Bitza's logic? Rebbe Reis Masiftahu. Rebbe has a big yeshiva. And he has many Talmidei Chachamim that come to learn by him. Could be Rabbi Yossi is bigger, but Rabbi has the benefit of learning in a yeshiva constantly. And he always has the give and the take. And at the end of the day, his opinion is more worked out. It's been through the grinder. Everybody's asking questions, improving and asking and answering. And if Rabbi comes out with an opinion, it's an opinion that was more worked on by the very fact that he's between a lot of people. So therefore, he felt that even though Rebbe was the Talmud, that's the opinion he wants to hear. Rashi. I'm a lay, Rebbe Shmuel, or I'm coming by me on those. He asked me something. Kedivrei Abba, Rebbe Yossi, or Kedivrei Rebbe. When the commentary puts Tayu B'Shmeitzen, later on, it says the Machloikas. So Tysus is bothered by the fact that Rabbi Yossi wasn't Rabbi's Rabbi. In fact, Tysus brings the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi used to sit in front of Rabbi with the greatest Zarah Keretz. So how could, what's the Taina, Malich and Divrei Harav? This is Tysus's kasha. So Tysus answers that at the beginning, Rabbi Yossi was greater than Rabbi, and Rabbi was a Talmud. When he got older, Rebbe had the benefit of being a Rosh Hashiva that elevated him higher. And that was exactly the thing. To be small, Rabbi Yossi, his father was always the Rebbe. To Rabbi Chama Bar Bitza, yes, your father was the Rebbe at a certain point in life. But later on, Rebbe's being Rosh Hashiva elevated him higher. So that was the disagreement, why Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi felt that Rabbi Chama Bar Bitza should have asked his father's opinion, Rabbi Yossi's, and Rabbi Chama Bar Bitza felt, true, that at one point Rabbi Yossi was the greater one, but later on in life, things changed because Rebbe had the benefit, that's what Taisa says, because Rebbe had the benefit of having the big crowd of Talmid HaChachamim that sharpened him.
Just a silly question. What happened to
Rebbe
here? He was not a factor in this
China? Yes, we had the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe. Now we had a new story. Rebbe is, you know, Rebbe now is somewhere else. This is a story that happened. This is a story.
I said, but he didn't say
which one.
He
wasn't there.
No.
I mean, why didn't Rebbe say Rebbe? I don't know. Rebbe is the Talmud of Rebbe. He's the Talmud of Rebbe. I don't know. Zuck Rashi. No Rashi. Frank the Gemara. My Rebbe Yaisi. Where is this Machlokes? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi is quoting this Machlokes. Where is it? Where do we have it? Now the Gemara brings a different case. The Gemara compares this case to a different case. Rabbi is clear. We had Rabbi. Rabbi said, Kamei Mishum Nida. So Rabbi we don't have to look for. But Rabbi Yaisi, we don't have him discuss this case. But his son is quoting the father. Where is that quote? So we're going to make a different case, and we're making an analogy between the two cases. We're making an analogy. Zog to Gemara. My Rebbe Rebbe and my Rebbe Yaisi. Amar Ravada Ramasna. Tana to Brisa. Rebbe Matame, Rebbe Yaisi Matire. We have a Brisa that quotes Rebbe Yaisi. So there's Rebbe Yaisi. Amar Rebbe Zera. Kishatime Rebbe Kerameir. When Rebbe said it's Tamei, he was going with Rameyer's opinion. Ukshatir Rebbe Yaisi, le'atzmaitir. And Rebbe Yaisi said Tahar, he was following his own opinion. Okay? When Rebbe Yaisi holds, this woman who checked herself by H.A. the Baduk is not even a Suffolk. He doesn't even consider it a Suffolk. He says, assume that it came before, and she's not a need at all. As a third, she can eat Truma. Means Rebbe Yaisi said it's a suffix. Rebbe said she's a nida. And Rebbe Yaisi said she's nothing. Now where did Rebbe Yaisi say a similar thing? And where did Rebbe Meir say something that Rebbe built his opinion on? The Tanya. This is a very difficult medical issue. And I have no real medical, I mean, I know the Achronim say a medical explanation. The doctor would agree or disagree. Not, again, my opinion always is that the Gemara says that I really don't worry, but this is a problem medically. The Gemara talks about the possibility of blood coming from the urinary tract into the vagina and possibly, or back the other way, going the blood of Nida going into the urinary tract and coming out with the urine, which is a big problem medically because there is no opening between the vagina and the urinary tract that the blood should be able to go from the vagina into the urinary tract. That's the medical problem. So we'll leave the medical problem to the side now. At the end, I will speak out what they say. But at this point, we'll assume that there is an opening. The Gemara later on talks about the opening between the vagina and the urinary tract. Medically, it's a problem because there is no opening. And the Gemara wants to know, and we're going to have different cases of a woman urinates and sees dam, whether that dam is dam either or not. This is an applicable halacha. Yes.
So naturally, there are no connections, but sometimes the fistula can form between different organs. So it can medically happen. So I'm not sure what the chronim say, but
okay. The Gemara is assuming by every woman it's this way. Or, and that's for women that we consider it not an aberration. Again, so let's learn this Gemara. He's a shaisa tzarecha v'rasadam. A woman was urinating and saw blood. Remeya Reimer, in my medes tmeya. If she was standing, then we say there's a possibility that because Rashi says when she stands, it's tight. I don't know, her body tightens up. I honestly, what does Artsko say? When she stands, what?
Standing position.
What? Doesn't flow freely. So we say that the urine went into the vagina and brought blood back in
the uterus.
From the uterus. I said from the vagina, but from the uterus, that might make sense. And therefore, it's nida. In Yeshavas, where it flows freely, tahira. Rabbi Yossi, I'm in Bangkok, or Bangkok, tahira, Rabbi Yossi says, the possibility of it going to the uterus and coming out that way is very remote. So this is very similar to the woman who checked herself at A.J. Nabaduk. She didn't have argasha. So the chances that it be from the woman, Dr. Rabbi Yossi, are remote. The chances it was there before are more. The mayor says, by the urine, no. We say that chance is real, and we have to take it into consideration. And we say she's a nida. So if that's the case there, Rebbe says, that's just the same as here, that we assume it's from the makar, because women don't bleed from the urinary tract. They bleed from the makar. So Rameir says that's where it came from, even though it's not shriach. And Rabbi Yossi says, you ignore it. So here is a similar case where one thing is not shriach, and the other thing might be more shriach. Not so shriach either, where Rameir being machmer, which is what Rebbe did, and Rabbi Yossi being mekel. So that's where Rabbi Yossi based his svara on, that saying it came from a woman without argasha is very remote. And therefore he says it came from the urinary tract. And Rameir says, as remote as that is, that's where women bleed from. And we take that as the main thing. And that's what Rebbe said over here too. Even though she had no argasha, but the H.A. the Baduk is much more, we say it came from her because women bleed. It's a similar kind of case.
Is this like Mayanaka versus Tumayana?
No, it's not Mayanaka. It's two different sources completely. Urinary tract blood is not, is a maka.
Well, we've seen their question that it went back in, that she's standing, that it came from the original Mayan. The
uterus. Forget Mayan. It came from the uterus. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Sercheha lematzmeitir. The Tameya, so he goes to his acquaintance's own reason. A madness Tameya, the Kivim the Tchukahi, since she's tight. Hodu Mei Raglayim Lamakar, again, very difficult medically, that the Mei Raglayim goes into the uterus. The Icy Dam, the Alchi Mephari's a Perik Aisha, this is the ninth Perik. Yeshavis Tahira, the Mimaka Mei Raglayim, who bought blood from the urinary tract. The Ain Tameya Dam Amakar. Blood from the urinary tract is not tame. The Kamer Ameir, I met his Tameya. Avagav, the Ikilus of Kidu B'mokam Eir Raglayim. Even though you could say it came from the urinary tract, even the Raglayim L'dover, but there's a basis, the Dachik Ba'alma, because it flows very tight. The Chesk is Dami Ben Amakar, and women do bleed from the uterus. Metame, it's Dami, Echinami, Metame. Period. And Rabbi Yossi said, it's Tahar. Now, what the Mepharshim say in the ninth Perek is, again, I will only say what they say, and as I pointed out before I started this, that I go with the Gemara, whether it makes sense or not today, I can't answer. And that is that in those days it was very frequent that women suffered from an illness that made a hole between the urinary tract and the vagina, and that ate away some illness, and therefore it wasn't uncommon for there to be a opening between the two. Now, again, I don't know what I'm talking about. I started off saying I don't know what I'm talking about medically, but that's what the Mepharshim said. Yes, doctor.
It'd be called a fistula.
Thank you.
In terms of the latter, I don't know what you're talking about either. Cancer would be a problem, a possibility, however. Yeah, the term would be a fistula, though. It's unusual. Anovaginal fistula is not uncommon. What I was going to say, the Batika where you saw blood and thought that or explaining it with urine, is this an interior examination or wiping?
This is neither. She saw it in the urine.
She saw it in the urine. So that hemorrhagic cystitis.
Again, hemorrhoids are not dominated.
No, hemorrhagic cystitis, so blood. Urinary tract infection, which causes blood.
That's mutter. That's tar.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not maka. Okay. Don't take my advice, sir.
How does it say?
No, he said it's not tamei. Ben Tommy El Dam and Amakar, at which he sits, there is no pressure. And when there's no pressure, it doesn't happen. That's what Rashi says. Again, when she stands, it's tighter. So I guess things happen differently than when she sits. Nothing in my right term. Amale Rav Achabre de Rav El Ravashi. Vahamar Rav Yaisi Rav Chanina. So Timir Rav Meir Li Timir Mishim Kesem. Vahilu Rabbi Mishim Nidah Kamar. Rav Yaisi Rav Chanina said that Rav Meir didn't say this for sure. He said it's a suffix. And you're saying Rebbe's like Rav Meir, but Rebbe said it's a Nidah. It's exactly what we're arguing. We say Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina said Rabbi Meir said she's a Nida, not a Kesem. We do have a quote that Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina said Rabbi Meir was Masupik. We learn Rabbi Meir was Vadai, and therefore it's exact. Rabbi's exactly like Rabbi Meir. Dr. Ashi, Mishum Kesem, Tumah Masupik. Lit life, we wouldn't burn the Tuma. We'd suspend it. Bilu Rabbi Lel Timah Mishum Nida, Tani Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina Nida. We learned Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina is talking about making a nida. We learned differently. You quoted Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina one way. We had to quote a different way. So to us, Rabbi and Rameh are exactly the same. Bottom line, Rameh holds Tameh, according to the way the Gemara is saying. Rabbi says Tameh. Rabbi Chia said Safik. Rabbi Yaisi said Tahor. Now, some quoted Rav Meir saying Suffolk, that he's not like Rebbe. So the Gemara answer is, those who say Rebbe is like Rav Meir are telling you Rav Meir is not a Suffolk, he's a Vadai, and therefore Rebbe and Rav Meir are aligned. There's three opinions anyway. Because we have Rav Chia who said it's a Suffolk. We have Rav Yaisi who said it's Tar. So Rav Yaisi, it's like, for sure Tar. Rav Chia said it's a Suffolk. Rebbe said she's a Nida in our case. And the Gemara is aligning Rebbe with Rav Meir. So it's saying Rav Meir also said Tavi Vadai.
What case does he think Tavi Vadai?
Which case? Rav Meir?
Yeah.
In the urine case.
Emetus.
Now, Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina, the quote the Gemara said, Rav Meir only meant Suffolk. But we're saying, no, we hold Rav Meir meant Vadai.
He meant Suffolk when she's standing.
Right. Yeah, when she's sitting, there's no Suffolk.
Right, that's total. I mean, to me.
Right. By the way, with all things, halachically, this becomes a major, we're going to get into the ninth parak, it becomes an issue. Because when women see dam in the urine, different than when they wipe themselves afterwards and find dam on the tissue. That's much more kulavik than a woman who actually has blood in the urine. That's a much bigger shaila to be discussed in the ninth parak, all the sides to it. But that becomes a much bigger shaila than a woman who urinates, and then when she wipes herself, sees blood in a tissue. That's also a shaila, but it's a much more it's much lesser of a shaila. It's much easier to deal with than the blood in the urine itself. That's why the first question the Rav asked the man who calls or the woman who calls, was the blood in the bowl or was the blood on the tissue? If it's with the urine, it's a much more chamed than the shayla than if it's on the tissue. Because, if you remember correctly, there was always the feeling, the thing, that blood doesn't, if it comes a little bit later, then something happens, we say it came afterwards. So I'm not going to get involved in the details, but it's a much lesser shayla. Let's just leave it there. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Nimta Shalah Aishyayim Tameyim. She finds it right away, immediate. A woman right after Tashmish checks herself and finds herself Tameh, it's a Nida Vadai, he has to bring a Chatas and she has to bring a Chatas. Tana Rabban and Azish your vest. What's immediate? We had this before. Mashal the Shamish Veid, Shayim the Mitzara Mashkleif. Right? He's living with her, and right next to it, she has a Medika cloth. Beyatir Shamish Nixit Eid. And as the Gemara explained before, as soon as he lives, she checks herself. Which is, she wipes herself. We had this Gemara before, that in order to be right away, it has to be so immediate that there's not even time for B'dika when she's standing there. She's not standing. When she has her hand on a B'dika cloth, and he leaves and she checks herself. Too late. It has to be on the top surface.
Wiping.
What? Wiping. Only wiping. Rashi, wiping externally. Dim Cain, to go inside, shasi yaisi b'kishir, v'en kana ultuma savig v'ashem tali. It wouldn't be a chatas. So, just to point that out, that means we say that the minute, 30 seconds, I'll make a shir, 30 seconds after the male organ leaves the body, that it's already a suffix, whether she was anita beforehand or not. If she can get blood within 30 seconds, then it was there during the time of Tashmish. If it's more than 30 seconds, it becomes a suffix. I made up 30 seconds. But the shear that she has her hand right there to wipe herself immediately when he leaves, that would be the shear that's vadai. Anything longer than that? Possible, but not for sure.
Why is that?
It's a physical fact.
If it takes longer than this immediately.
So then we don't know when the blood started.
And that would make her suffering.
Well, then we don't know it's a suffering. Not one second. Not a suffering whether she's anita now. Suffering whether she was anita when he was living with her. The husband lived with his wife with anita. The
she checked herself ahead of time, right?
Yeah. It doesn't make a difference, by the way, but yes, there it is.
Isn't that enough, the first bedika before?
Yeah. Again, right, let's try again. The woman found blood minutes after her husband left her body. Did he live with Anita or not? She has blood now. She's Anita now.
But she had a
bedika
before.
Again, she had a bedika at 8:05. She lived with her. At 8:10, he left. At 8:11, she found blood. She's anita now. Was she anita at 8:09? If she was, then chayav
b'chatas. And the difference between that matter of minutes or seconds
is how long it takes for the blood to come out.
How long we know whether he was with anita.
Correct.
How was it?
Again, why 5 minutes later do we assume it wasn't there at the time of living with her?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you. When a woman sees a period, you assume that she had the period 3 days ago?
No, but she might have had a period and she wasn't aware of it.
I want to know. Let's try again. A woman sees a period in 2026. She sees a period on Zion Adar. Are we afraid that she had a period on Dalet Adar?
No.
Why not?
I should have figured out about that.
What do you mean, figured out?
I would have seen that she would have seen it.
Okay, now how long does it take for blood to come out that we say that it was there, how long can we be sure that it was there before?
It's when the blood started is when we know. In other words, you have to know when the blood started, when the bleeding started. Right?
Exactly. Once you can't be sure, it's a suffix. Yes?
This may help in that the way in which physiology of menstruation was understood at that time is in the first clean days, the blood was thick, there was force in the blood was thick, and then over time the blood became thinner, and a stimulus, a physical stimulus, such as jumping around, jumping up and down, or having relations or whatever, could dislodge the thinner blood and cause it to flow. So a woman would be absolutely tougher at the beginning of relations, and the activity of relations could dislodge the blood, making her tougher.
Again, I don't think you need this over here. I think the Gemara is very simple. She found blood 3 minutes after Tashmish. Was it there before Tashmish or not?
I agree with you. I don't find it difficult to apply it. On the other hand, for someone who's wondering why it is she became anita during intercourse, I think that would...
That doesn't count until it comes out anyway.
What?
The blood doesn't count until it comes out.
Until it's in her... He left the uterus. It doesn't have to come out of her body.
Well, that's what I meant.
That's the next two lines. So she sees
blood, he has three carbon oxygen.
Yes. Nimta shlal achas man. If it took longer than the 30 seconds, and again, I made that up. Tanach hayav mashem tali. The Braitzer says, you do bring an ashem tali. Our Mishnah says she's a suffix, and you don't bring an ashem tali. So the Gemara, Vatara Didah, my time up. Why does our Tara say no Hashem Tali? Because you need, I spoke this out in the Mishnah, you need a Vadai Isser and a Vadai Heter, and we don't know which one. The muscle. You have two pieces of fat. One is kosher, one is straight. That's a Hashem Tali. Here, there's only one item. Therefore, there's no Hashem Tali. Rashi. Be'inu chatichah m'shtei chatichas. K'dechsim be'ashem toli akas mikom mitzvah Hashem. Mitzvah is plural. Because savi yashem l'mikra. We go to the way it's read. Mitzvah is karinan. We read it plural. Yikabina shtayim. You need two there. Akas shal iser, v'akas shal heter, v'ochel akas meini dey eza ochel. Or, ishtay v'achoy seim b'bayis. His wife and his sister are in the house, and he lives with one of them, and he doesn't know which one he lived with. He thought it was his wife. And he finds out they were both in the same bed. He's a member. It's one woman. That's why our Mishnah says, no Hashem Tali. The time of Brosavar, the time of the Brisa holds, Yashem Lim Cyrus, you go by the spelling, Mitzvahs. It's spelled with one vav, which means one item. Well, he pleads him Masechtas Krisus. That's a Machloikas in Masechtas Krisus. Fine. We'll stop over here. We'll continue Mitzvah tomorrow.